Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 124 of The 80%. It's been almost 2 decades since I left the corporate world, but the lessons I learned as an employee remain valuable to me up to this day. Those life lessons are what I'm going to share with you in this podcast episode. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Namimiss mo bang mag-opisina? Yan ang tanong sa akin ng isa kong kaibigan. Depende, sagot ko. Hindi ko namimiss yung kailangang pumasok at magtrabaho ng buong araw. Pero namimiss ko yung mga office mates ko kasi syempre mga naging kaibigan ko na rin sila. At kung bibigyan ako ng chance na bumalik sa opisina, feeling ko depende. Maraming considerations pero sa ngayon kung may offer, siguro hindi ko tatanggapin. But don't get me wrong, it's perfectly fine to be an employee. And being employed doesn't mean you're less than those who have their own businesses. Kanya-kanya tayong diskarte sa buhay. Yung iba, gusto ang buhay ng isang empleyado because it's more stable and they like working in an office. Ako, mas gusto ko yung may control ako sa oras ko and I'm okay with the irregular income. Neither is a better lifestyle. Ang mas importante siguro, regardless of which one you are, is that you're able to manage your personal finances well. When I have speaking engagements in colleges and universities, there's always a student who would ask me if they should work in an office first or immediately pursue their goal of starting their own business. Of course, each person's situation is different, but in general, I would actually advise them to try working in the corporate world first, kahit mga 3 to 5 years. Because there are some things you can only learn in an office, and there are life lessons that you'll understand and appreciate better if you're employed. In fact, I'm going to share with you 7 of those realizations and learnings, starting with number 1. Don't compare yourself to others. In the corporate world, it's considered impolite to ask how much an office mate is earning. Siguro kung talagang close na kayo, pwedeng magsabihan. But from experience, discussing income can cause interpersonal conflicts and make either one feel jealous or inferior, which can affect your working relationship. In any case, today, I learned not to compare how much I'm earning against my peers because I've discovered that what really matters is I'm making more money today than I was last year. Nako, lalo na kapag magkakasama kami ng mga RFPs, minsan nagtatanungan kami kung magkano ba ang consultation fees namin. Kasi wala pa talagang standard sa industry naming mga financial planners. Kaya minsan, maririnig ko na ang singil ng isa ay halos doble ng usual rate ko. Yung iba, nako, times 3 pa talaga yung professional fee for speaking engagements. And this is what the corporate world has taught me when it comes to income. I realized that we all have different skills, talents, and opportunities. Kahit pare-pareho kayo halos ng ginagawa, someone will always be earning more than you, the same way that someone could be earning less than your rate. Life is unfair. That's a fact of life. So instead of comparing yourself to others and feeling bad because you receive less, it's better to just focus on how you can improve yourself and your cash flow. Number 2 lesson from the corporate world. There's beauty in having a routine. Wake up, go to the office, work, go home, and sleep. It's a routine that I did for many years as an employee. A lot of people call this cycle the rat race. And the common notion is that living in the rat race is bad. But is it really? I guess it depends on a lot of factors. However, I'm sure of one thing. Having a daily routine is good. It was not until I quit my job and became a freelancer, and then later on an entrepreneur, did I learn how important and essential it is to have a daily routine. Kapag may regular daily schedule ka, nakakatulong ito sa pag-conserve ng mental energy mo. Hindi mo kailangan gumamit ng brain resources mo to determine kung ano bang gagawin mo ngayong araw na to. Which means, you can reserve your mental energy para sa mga mas importanteng mga bagay na kailangan mong mag-isip. When the things you do every day become a habit, you'll need less time planning your day, and you can focus more on executing your plan to attain your goals. Moreover, having a routine also helped manage my anxiety and stress because it lessens the uncertainties in your day. This was more apparent during the lockdowns of the pandemic. I was able to be productive kahit dun sa mga araw na parang naka-autopilot lang ako. Lesson number 3 is, I learned how to get along with different kinds of people. Pwede mong piliin kung saan kumpanya ka magtatrabaho, pero hindi mo mapipili kung sino ang magiging katrabaho mo. I've had my share of weird colleagues, mga marites na office mates, arrogant bosses, bakla, tomboy, siga, chickboy, kikay, at kung ano-ano pang klaseng tao. The corporate world is a social environment, and whether you like it or not, you will need to learn how to get along with different characters and find a way to work with them effectively. The people skills I learned in those years have definitely helped me in facing the diverse personalities of clients, suppliers, and peers that I meet and work with regularly today. Kung introvert ka nung college at hindi ka naging active sa mga orgs, then the corporate world is your opportunity to develop better social skills. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about FundSmart, your one-stop shop for investment funds. It's your online gateway to the country's best performing funds right at your fingertips. Sort through various funds according to your criteria and your needs. Create different investment goals and objectives. Access fund information. Read and analyze consolidated reports. Track performance. And buy and sell mutual funds with no additional requirements. You can invest in ATRAM funds from anywhere in the world through First MetroSec FundSmart. Start investing with only 5,000 pesos. Account opening is easy and convenient through the First MetroSec Go mobile app. You can visit bit.ly/firstmetrosecapp to know more. Link in the episode description. That's it. Now let's go back to our episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Number 4 lesson, cash is king. This saying is a cliche in the business world. Ilang beses kong narinig yan mula sa mga iba't ibang business consultants sa opisina. Cash is king. This of course refers to the importance of cash flow. And to survive, you need to keep the profits high and the expenses low. Minsan sa mga meetings namin, our boss would ask if we can share ideas that can help our productivity and improve the company. During those times, I understood that what he was really asking from us are suggestions on how the company can make or save more money. Today, I ask a similar question to myself. Is there something I can do to improve my productivity and my cash flow? Katulad ng boss ko na nagtatanong noon once a month, tinatanong ko rin ang sarili ko nito once a month at malaki ang effect na intentional and verbal mo siya sinasagot. It really forces you to internalize the question and give practical answers. To be honest, it's not often that you'll have a great idea for improvement, but making this part of your routine helps you become more self-aware and stop early signs of bad work and money habits. Lesson number 5. Your value depends on the problems you can solve. In the corporate world, those who often get promoted are not the ones who work hard, but those who have shown abilities to solve problems and handle issues that arise in the company. Dati, nagtataka ako bakit ba naging supervisor or manager yung isang tao, hindi ko naman nakikita nagtatrabaho. But eventually, I realized that they earned that position because of their ability to think of solutions. They are efficient at avoiding, handling, and fixing problems. This lesson is something that I carried towards becoming an entrepreneur. Whenever I'm putting up a business or deciding if I want to pursue a project, the first thing I ask is, what problem will it solve for the customer? Because in the corporate world and in life in general, value creation is important. When you become a solutions provider, the money follows. The number 6 lesson that I learned from the corporate world is that you cannot improve what you don't measure. Isa sa mga nakakatamad gawin sa opisina para sa akin ay yung gumawa ng mga summary and performance reports. It's a long, meticulous, and boring task. Pero na-realize ko later on na importante ito. Hindi lang para sa kumpanya, but para sa sarili ko rin. Those reports allowed me to objectively measure my output, and when I compare them to my past performance, it allowed me to see areas where I can improve in my work. Today, monitoring metrics such as personal income, monthly expenses, annual net worth, and many others has helped me improve my finances. And in my businesses and projects, measuring key performance indicators regularly has helped increase its productivity and generate more profit. Lastly, the corporate world taught me that learning should never stop. Sa opisina noon, parati akong excited kapag kailangan naming umattend ng training. Kasi syempre, hindi mo kailangan magtrabaho and it's a welcome break from our daily work routine. And then bonus na yung libre at makakakain ka ng masarap, lalo na kung sa isang hotel yung venue ng training nyo. But why do companies regularly invest in employee training? That's because it's good for them in the long term. You get better employees with updated skills and knowledge, and rarely do they leave after, especially if they're happy at work. And it's the same for us. When you continuously learn and improve, you become better equipped and more efficient at reaching your goals. Indeed, having a growth mindset is a key to success. The 7 life lessons I learned from the corporate world. 1. Don't compare yourself to others. It's better to just focus on how you can improve yourself and your cash flow. 2. There's beauty in having a routine. When the things you do every day become a habit, you'll need less time planning your day, and you can focus more on executing your plan to attain your goals. 3. I learned how to get along with different kinds of people. Social skills are important because opportunities are always connected to people. 4. Cash is king, which in this context means making it a habit to find ways to improve your productivity and cash flow. 5. Your value depends on the problems you can solve. So be a solutions provider first, and the money will follow. 6. You cannot improve what you don't measure. Numbers are helpful in measuring our progress. A small improvement done regularly will compound to massive changes and success. And 7. Learning should never stop. We are in the information age. Things change fast, and we should not allow ourselves to become obsolete. Success requires action, and it's hard to take action if you don't know what to do. A growth mindset is a key to success. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Please remember to click the follow button for the 80% at ishare mo na rin ang episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.